curled up on the sidewalk. I made another New Year's resolution, to stop drinking entirely until I could handle it. And then, I told myself, I could go back to wine and beer. Hands trembling, body shaky, head splitting, I survived that first day until I was fairly safe in bed in an alcohol-free apartment. Somehow, I made it through a couple more days, miserable and withdrawal. In spite of managing to stay dry that time, I have no doubt that resolution would have crumbled like the others, and I would have been drinking again if I hadn't found AA. I had left the therapist, who hadn't been able to tell me why I drank, and on New Year's Eve, I went to a party at the home of my new therapist. A few days later in the group, the therapist said, "You're drinking even more than I realized. You're an alcoholic. I think you should stop drinking, see a doctor, and go to AA." My resolution had endured 3 days, and I protested, "I'm not an alcoholic." That was my very last denial. "Say it the other way," he suggested. "I am an alcoholic." It came out in a whisper, but it sounded right. I've said it thousands of times since then, and with gratitude. What I was most afraid to admit that evening was what would set me free. The therapist told me then and there to call someone who had been in our therapy group, a doctor on the staff of a hospital alcoholism service. "I'll call her tomorrow," I said. "Call her now." He handed me the telephone. When I asked her if I was an alcoholic, she said that from what she'd seen of my drinking, I might be.